بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم أما بعد. The discussion is on the Mubarak hair of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the practice regarding shaving the hair and retaining it. The common habit of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam was that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam always allowed the hair on his Mubarak head to grow. It was only on the occasion of Hajj and Umrah when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam would shave his noble hair. By shaving it means using the blade. Hafidh ibn Qayyim rahmatullah alayhi has written that the reports of shaving the Mubarak hair of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam refers to occasions of Hajj, etc., where shaving the hair is warranted. Allama Sakhawi rahmatullah alayhi has written in his fatwa that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam only shaved his Mubarak hair on four occasions after emigrating to Medina Munawwara. These were on the occasion of the Treaty of Hudaybiyah when he came out of Ihram, the Umratul Qadha that was in the 7th year of the Hijrah, the Umrah that was commenced from Jairana during the farewell Hajj. Sayyidun Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam shaved his Mubarak hair on the occasion of the farewell Hajj. In his commentary of Ihya'ul Ulum, Allama Zabidi rahimahumullah has written the narrations of shaving the noble hair are confined to the Hajj and Umrah occasions, and no narration speaks of shaving the Mubarak hair on any other occasion. Certain ulama maintain that shaving the head unnecessarily is not desirable. The ahadith also describe shaving the hair as one of the features of the Khawarij. Khawarij was a deviant sector. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu used to shave his Mubarak hair regularly. Subsequently, Allama Aini rahmatullah alayhi has written that there is no reprehension in shaving the hair regularly, which opposes the view of some of the scholars. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayka.